Can it be 2 weeks from today, Election Day 2020? It can be, and it is. And as much as the attention, of course, is being paid to the top of the ticket, shall we say, a presidential election always gets the most attention. It's understandable. We have mentioned from time to time, do not forget that there will be plenty of localized candidates. There'll be localized issues that you will want to pay attention to as much as you might be paying attention to the presidential election. And I'd forgotten this until I received and saw some information that there are two state ballot proposals that we will face. Wanted to do a quick review because one of them I find interesting. Seems like it's almost something that's already been going on, just almost a renewal, if you will. The other one seems like I have no legal mind. I'm a feeble mind. There are listeners who are certainly a lot better than I am. I'll get into that. First proposal, by the way, it'll be listed as Proposal 20-1, a proposed constitutional amendment. I think this is the key because it's going to make it constitutional. To allow money from oil and gas mining on state-owned lands to continue to be collected in state funds for land protection and creation and maintenance of parks, nature areas, and public recreation facilities, and to describe how money in those state funds can be spent. I'm gathering here because it's going to be a constitutional amendment. It's going to give it some strength as far as what already is being done. Because it says it's going to allow the state to continue receiving money from sales of oil and gas. It says it's going to do so for the fund administration, and the collectability will be allowed until the balance reaches $800 million. Mm-hmm. Pretty significant.
That's a bundle.
There'll also be the requirement of at least 20% of endowment fund annual spending go towards state park improvement, require at least 25% of trust fund annual spending going towards parks and public recreation areas, I should say, at least 25% toward land conservation. So a lot of detail when it comes to what we do with land for public and private protection and things like that and what the state's doing with the money. But the key here seems to me anyway, unless I'm missing it, is that it's now going to be a constitution directed.
Yeah, well, and how funding is being used though, yeah. too. So yeah. That's why I think this has divided some in the environmental community a bit here in Michigan and national groups too.
Yeah, and I got to say, I'm admitted to say that I had not really been paying attention to know that we had two state ballot proposals. This is the one, as interesting that is, and what you said, Pat, I mean, it certainly requires attention. But this one, I thought, this is one that's going to get some interest. And I'll read it this way. It's Proposal 20-2, another proposed constitutional amendment to require a search warrant in order to access a person's electronic data or electronic communications.
Yeah.
We've heard this one come up in the news, haven't we?
Right.
Yeah, for months now that's been kicked around because in investigations they haven't been able to get access.
This proposed constitutional amendment would prohibit unreasonable searches or seizures of a person's electronic data and electronic communications and then require a search warrant to access a person's electronic data or electronic communications under the same conditions currently required for the government to obtain a search warrant to search a person's house or seize a person's things.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like extending the current search warrant rules into the electronic.
Mm-hmm. I believe this was proposed by State Senator Runnestead, I think is how you pronounce his name, out of White Lake. I believe I got to interview him when guest hosting for the Art Lewis show back last summer. Yeah, he's been really pushing for this and got some bipartisan support, I think. There have been some Democratic groups. Even the Green Party, I believe, is backing this, too.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, and some Libertarian groups as well.
Well, that wouldn't surprise me from Libertarians.
Mm-hmm.
What I find interesting is it's almost like a two-pieced amendment, if you will, because the first part of it talks about prohibiting the searches or seizures of a person's data and electronic communications. So that's one aspect, the actual seizure or search for, but still you'd have to have the accessibility of it. Just because you have it doesn't mean you couldn't get into it.
Yeah.
And this, I think, is key to me anyway. And again, legal minds know better. It reads here, prohibit unreasonable searches or seizures. What's the definition of unreasonable? that's leaving it kind of open-ended.
Yes,
it is.
Although maybe the protection is, even if you were to say, well, I don't think it was reasonable, you'd still have the protection that, okay, maybe somebody found something you didn't want found, but they still can't get into it unless they have a search warrant. I don't know. That's interesting.
Yeah. Now, the Supreme Court, I believe, has ruled that you need the search warrant for your cell phones, right, to get access to your cell phones. I think that is correct. And this is just kind of codifying the language, getting it into our state constitution.
Yeah, and that's, the key, because, you know, you have to have the voters have to vote to put something into the constitution.
Yes.
It goes beyond just a legislative aspect of what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
There have been some very famous cases, many national cases that we know have popped up about the questions of the accessibility of electronics.
Well, there's going to be a whole new round to that with what Facebook and Twitter have been doing lately and blocking content.
Well, and you think about it, you know, this conversation or this type of search or accessibility wasn't part of the conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
15, 20 years ago?
That's right. About 20 years ago. Yeah,
you're right. Running around these little computers in our hands now.
Right.
That we weren't then.
And it's unfortunate that we know in some of the cases there have been some very disastrous acts of terror even that have occurred with people using some electronics communications.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's been, I think, some of the most heated arguments about, you know, well, we're trying to stop further terrorist activities is the argument, especially from law enforcement. And of course, the other side says, yeah, but
law enforcement maybe times could abuse that power.
Yeah.
Right.
And this is, you know, what else are you going to find on there? You might be looking for this, but what if you find that?
Right.
And it's my private, you know.
Right. And law enforcement, not meaning just police. We're talking FBI or, you know, whatever, right? Yeah.
So, okay. Especially 2 weeks away from Election Day.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not forget about the other issues that you will have to face. Even if you want to ignore a presidential election, you got the state proposals and in your own community, you know, very specific candidates and proposals that might come forth.
At state House, state Senate, and then you've got your city council, everything.
All those things.
Yeah.
So
sometimes what happens locally impacts you faster than what happens on the national scale.
Yeah. Yeah. Some people think that they have more of a control of a national of a local vote than they do of a national.
Yeah.
And stay with WSW, of course. We'll have plenty of election coverage, so you'll have results of these ballot proposals and more 2 weeks from today. But those are two statewide ballot proposals we will all face.